From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. House Republicans are on record ahead of President Obama's State of the Union address, promising to slash domestic spending by almost 20%. The non-binding 256 to 165 vote, keeping with a campaign promise made by GOP lawmakers to reduce the federal budget for domestic agencies to 2008 levels that were in place before the president took office. The vote is the opening salvo in what is likely to be an ongoing fight between House GOP leaders and the president and the Democratic-controlled Senate. The actual cuts would come in a later spending bill. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are reaching across the aisle for seating partners for tonight's State of the Union address. It's an attempt to foster bipartisanship. We get more from NPR's Audie Cornish.
At the suggestion of Colorado Senator Mark Udall and the group Third Way, a few dozen pairs of House and Senate Republicans and Democrats pledged to mix up the seating at the State of the Union address.
We're turning the page. This is a new start. This is a reset. We're not only going to reset our economy, we're going to, those of us here and many others tonight, want to reset the way we work.
Udall says the plan is in reaction to the shooting of Arizona lawmaker Gabrielle Giffords earlier this month and concerns from some lawmakers about the potential effect of heightened political rhetoric. The Arizona delegation will sit together at the speech, regardless of party, and will leave a seat vacant for Giffords, who is in recovery. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Illinois Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel over a decision to remove his name from the ballot in the Chicago mayor's race. Lower court ruled because Emanuel had not lived in the city for a year while working for the Obama administration, he'd abandoned his residency. Emanuel says in the end he's confident that decision will be overturned.
I think that we will succeed because of the thoroughness of our argument, but most importantly, also more determined to see this through so the people have a right to make the choice for themselves of who they think should be mayor.
State Supreme Court has promised to hear that case quickly. The election is slated for February 22nd. Americans are more upbeat about the direction of the economy. Danielle Carson has that story.
Americans are feeling better about the economy, their jobs, and personal wealth. They jammed shopping malls last month, giving retailers their best holiday sales in 4 years. People gave business and job market conditions higher marks. Lynn Franco heads the Conference Board's Consumer Research Center.
They see the economy is improving. They see that we continue to add jobs. So I think they're at least showing signs of beginning to believe that the recovery is underway.
A survey of businesses this week shows more than 40% plan to bulk up their workforce in the coming months. Analysts expect consumer confidence to improve when the 2% payroll tax cut puts more money in their pockets. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Despite those upbeat consumer confidence numbers, weaker than expected earnings weighed on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 3 points, closing at 11,977. The Nasdaq gained a point. The S&P 500 rose up a fraction. This is NPR. The World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, kicks off this week with some 2,500 business leaders, politicians, and social activists gathering to discuss changes to the global economy as the financial crisis that envelops many countries shows signs of easing. The meeting officially kicks off tomorrow. Still, the United Nations says 205 million people worldwide were unemployed last year, with little improvement expected in the year ahead. There are an estimated 27.6 million more people out of work today globally than when the crisis began in 2007. Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell already has a new job. He begins work immediately at NBC News as a political analyst. NPR's Jamie Terabay has details.
Rendell joins a growing list of politician now pundits on TV. NBC says Rendell will contribute to both NBC and MSNBC as the presidential race in 2012 grows closer. NBC News president Steve Kappas says the former governor has never been afraid of sharing his thoughtful analysis on national and local issues. Rendell calls it an extension of his continued commitment to public life. His first gig will be joining coverage of the State of the Union address. Rendell already has another day job. He's a partner at Ballard Spahr, a law firm in Philadelphia. While governor, he was criticized for directing work to that firm, some of it through no-bid contracts. Rendell said the law firm was uniquely qualified to do the work. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.
The Academy Awards nominations were announced today, with The King's Speech garnering 10 nods, the most of any film. Other Best Picture nominees include The Social Network, The Black Swan, The Fighter, and The Kids Are All Right. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.